ज गाचार्य सदृशता श्रीमद एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की रामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से को श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीवेदगदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा रास बिहारी ललिता विशाखा की श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण मान की श्री श्री गौर निथाय की शिला प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवति नैष्ठिकी. टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 21 टेक्स्ट नंबर 2. कुसुमिता वनराजी सुष्मी भृंगा द्विजा कुला गुष्टा सरह शरित महिद्रम मधुपति अवगाह्य चारयन गाह सह पशुपाल बलह चुकूजा वेणुम कुसुमित वनराजि सुष्मि भृंगा विजकुल गुष्ट सर शरिण महिद्रम मधुपतिर अवगाह्य चारयंगा सह पशुपाल बलश्चुकूज वेणुम कुसुमित वनराज सुष्मि भृंगा द्विजकुल गुष्ट सर शरिन महिद्रम मधुपतिर अवगाह्य चारयन गाह सह पशुपाल भलश्चुकूज वेणुम कुसुमित वनराजि सुष्मि भृंगा द्विजकुलगुष्ट शर शरिण महिद्रम मधुपतिर अवगाह्य चारयन गाह सह पशुपाल बलश्चुकूज वेणुम. माता जी कुसुमिता फ्लावरिंग वनराजी अमंग द ग्रुप ऑफ ट्रीज सुष्मी मैडेंड ब्रिंगा विद बीस विजा ऑफ बर्ड्स कुला एंड फ्लॉक्स गुस्टा रिसाउंडिंग सरह इट्स लेक्स सरित रिवर्स महिद्रम एंड हिल्स मधुपति ही द लॉर्ड ऑफ मधु कृष्णा अवगाह्या एंटरिंग चारयन वाइल्ड टेंडिंग गाहा द काउस सह पशुपाल बलहा In the company of cowherd boys and Lord Balarama. Chukuja vibrated. Venum, his flute. Translation purport. The lakes, rivers and hills of Vrindavan resounded with the sounds of maddened bees and flocks of birds moving about the flowering of flowering trees. In the company of the cowherd boys and Balarama, Madhupati Shri Krishna entered that forest and while herding the cows he began to vibrate his flute. Purport. As suggested by the words Chukuja Venum, Lord Krishna skillfully blended the sound of his flute with the lovely sounds of Vrindavan's multicolored birds. Thus an irresistible heavenly vibration was created. The first verse is Shri Shuka Uvacha Itham Sarat Swachajalam Padmakaras Sugandina, Nyavasid Vayuna Vatam, Sa Go Gopalako Achyutaha. Sukadeva Goswami said, Thus the Vrindavan forest was filled with transparent autumnal waters and cooled by breezes perfumed with the fragrance of lotus flowers growing in the clear lakes. The infallible Lord, accompanied by his cows and cowherd boyfriends, entered the Vrindavan forest. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजना सलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान् सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा टुडे इज अ वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे शरद पूर्णिमा वन डे एंड शरद पूर्णिमा डे श्रील प्रभुपाद वॉज देयर एंड देन वन डिवोटी प्रभुपाद टोल्ड वन डिसाइपल रीड कृष्णा बुक Then he asked, should I read the five chapters of Ras Panchadhyaya? Prabhupada said yes. So the devotee was reading all the five chapters of Ras Panchayat, Panchadhyay from Krishna book. And then Prabhupada was sitting and closing his eyes and listening very carefully. And one disciple thought Prabhupada fell asleep in between. But to his surprise, when the disciple was read something wrong, Prabhupada opened his eyes and corrected him. Like that. So, we should read today Sharad Purnima, very auspicious day, and the beginning of Kartik month also. Right? So, Krishna says, Masana Margasirshoham. Of all the months, I am Margasirsha. So, the next month is Margasirsha. That is why one commentator says, in order to go to, in Margasirsha, the gopis have performed Katyayini Vrat to get Krishna as their husband. Right? So, in order to go to Margasirsha Mas, or in order to get Krishna, we need to go to Kartik Mas, which is actually Srimati Radharani. Right? Krishna's, of course, favorite month is Kartik Mas. And if you see, in Kartik Mas, Lord Krishna had performed many, many wonderful pastimes. The pinnacle of all Krishna's pastimes in Vrajabhumi, his Raslila performed on the Sharad Purnima day. Srila Prabhupada says, the moon on Sharad Purnima day, Sharad Purnima, looks very, very beautiful and celebrated all over India. And especially, Prabhupada says, they come to Taj Mahal. They see Taj to on the Sharad Purnima day. They come to Taj Mahal, Agra, to watch Taj Mahal, to see the reflection of the moon rays on the Taj Mahal. Right? So on this day, during the same month, Lord Krishna performed. Then there is Bahulashtami comes, where now all the while we were thinking that Bahulashtami is appearance of Radhakund. Now the GBC have passed a clarification, gave a clarification that Bahulashtami is not the appearance of Radhakund. But one has to take bath in Radhakund on Bahulashtami day. And comes Damodar Leela. Right? Damodar Leela. So this Damodar Leela is performed. It is a very most glorious pastime, childhood pastime. Yashoda means one who gives yash, distributes yash, fame. But that day Krishna thought, according to an acharya, that he wanted to perform a very, very wonderful and glorious and very special pastime to increase the fame of Mother Yashoda, who gives fame to all. That is why Krishna sent away Rohini and Balaram to her some relative's place. And all the other maid servants and everybody, they were very busy. And Nanda Maharaj and all other covered men, they were very busy for arranging Indra Puja. Because previously Govardhan Puja used to happen one day after Diwali. But by that time Govardhan Puja has not started. So Indra Puja, so early in the morning itself, Nanda Maharaj and all the covered boys, they left. Covered men, they left. And then everybody was busy. So he wanted to enact a very special pastime with Mother Yashoda. That is why his Leela Shakti has arranged all these, made all these arrangements. Right? Leaving aside gopis, the most and glorious and pinnacle of all Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan is Govardhan Leela. Right? Govardhan Leela. So, Govardhan Leela, after Govardhan Leela, for all those covered boys and men and who were actually sadhana siddhas. For them, all the while they had a suspicion that Krishna may be God, Supreme Personality of Godhead, maybe, because. But after Govardhan Lila, everybody came to conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavad. So that is why after Govardhan Lila, there is a chapter Wonderful Krishna, Prabhupada explains. So they all requested Krishna to show them the spiritual abode, the transcendental abode of Krishna, Golok Vrindavan. And then Krishna took them to Brahma Radha. He dipped all of them in a lake. And then they all got darshan of Krishna, his consort, and Vrindavan Dham. And they all like that. And then after that, they were all Mahayogis. And then he has to reward another great Mahayogins, you know, Siddha, Munichari Gopis, Golden Sitas. Sri Rupa Goswami explains in Laghu Bhagavatamrita that during Lord Ramchandra's pastime, every time he made this pastime, every time Sita would leave, and every time there is a Golden Sita. And there are so many Golden Sitas accumulated in Ayodhya. Then all those Golden Sitas, they said, we are actually jobless. We are, feeling morose. Then Ramchandra said, okay, in my next Leela as Krishna, you all will become gopis. So all those Golden Sitas, they became gopis and took part in the rasa dance. Like that. So there are many. So in order to reward to these gopis, the pinnacle of Vraja Leela, the most wonderful, the greatest of pastimes, that is Rasa Leela, that is also performed, right, on today, Sharad Purnima. Then, if you see all these pastimes, we should study and hear thoroughly, and then from each pastime, we can learn one quality of a devotee. So during Damodar Leela, which quality we can learn? From Mother Yashoda? Determination. Right? Determination. She said, I am going to catch you. I am going to catch you today. Right? That is determination. And then from Govardhan Leela, what we can learn? Unflinching faith. Right? And then from Rasa Leela, what we can learn? Complete surrender. Right? Very good. And all these qualities, one great personality, not one great, the greatest personality of 20th century. He imbibed all these qualities. Who was it? Srila Prabhupada, right? Srila Prabhupada ki. So, Srila Prabhupada embodied all these three qualities. Determination, unflinching faith, and complete surrender. And we celebrate His Divine Disappearance Day. And then there is also Bhishma Panchaka. Right? Bhishma Panchaka. Especially this Sharad Purnima Day in Andhra, they have a Koti Deepa Archana. Right? Koti Deepa Archana. Means 1 crore lamps they lit all over the villages and towns. You know why? There is a very special significance of lighting the lamps on Sharad Purnima Day. Two Purnimas come, right? Last day also of Kartik also, Sharad Purnima only. So on this day, please remember, there is something called Bhuta Yajna. Means the crows, they eat neem fruits. And after this, they go somewhere and they pass the seeds of the neem fruit. And there, neem trees, they grow. Wherever neem trees grow, there is wealth, there is health and auspiciousness. Neem trees. Right? And like this, so many insects, there are some germs which are actually helpful to us in our body. Some germs which are produced because of the rainy season harm us, you know, infection and all. And there are some germs in our body, they give protection. They fight with these germs and give protection. Like that, the birds, the animals, the cows, and so many other living entities, we take their service, right? So on Kartik Purnima day, in Padma Puran, it is mentioned that they light the lamp, and there is one verse I forgot where it says that, O Lord Damodara, please come and stay in this lamp and deliver all the living entities in this world. So that is one prayer. So we can say that we should invite the Lord Damodar to stay in that lamp. So it is mentioned in Padma Purana that as long as the lamps are lighting, and as far as these lamps light falls, right, whichever living entity comes under the light of these lamps, they all either get human form of life or get mukti or go to heavenly planets depending on their piety. So that is why on Sharad Purnima day in South India they have this Koti Deepa Archana, right? Like that. So this especially Srila Prabhupada explains in Krishna book that during rainy season when there is a scorching heat due to summer, when the first rains fall, you know, so because for 8 months the sun evaporates water from the oceans and the other rivers and keeps in storage in the clouds, and during rainy season for 4 months the sun gives of the rain. It is just like a king, like Dashrath Maharaj, who give charity without checking whether somebody is qualified or somebody is not qualified, like that. And then the first the rains, you know, during the first rains the peacocks, they dance beautifully, you know, inviting the rain. In the same way, Srila Prabhupada says the devotees of Hare Krishna movement, they were very very dirty previous, and then they suffered in the heat of the material existence. So when the clouds of Krishna consciousness fell, all the Western devotees, they danced like peacocks, and in a very great jubilation and happiness. Then Prabhupada says that just like when the rains fall, the friend of the sun is frogs. You know that? Frogs. So that is why in South India there is a tradition that there are in places where there are no rains, they keep the frog on the singhasan and take them on a chariot or horse, you know, when the sun gives the rains, the frogs, they become very happy, and in gratefulness they throughout the night they croak, back back, right? When all the living entities they sleep, the frogs croak. Of course Prabhupada says they are foolish, they are inviting the snakes, but other thing is there, that the sun is very pleased because the frogs are showing gratefulness. That is why one good feature of frog, there is a Upanishad called Mundaka Upanishad. You know Mundaka Upanishad? Mundaka, the Sanskrit word frog is Mundaka, Mendak. So those who study Mundaka Upanishad, they get the ability, just like a frog has a ability, one a very specific ability. What is that? It jumps across. Like that, those who study Mundaka Upanishad, they can jump across the material samsara and attain mukti. They like that. So Prabhupada compares this croaking of the frogs. He is just like when the acharya is absent in this world. You know, when the acharya is absent in this world, the students of Vedas and all, they sleep. They sleep during Mangalarti. But when the acharyas appear, you know, when the acharyas appear and starts preaching Krishna consciousness, then all the students like frogs, you know, they get up early in the morning upon the ringing of the bell in the temple and they chant, Samsara Dava Nalali Daloka, right? Or chant Vedic hymns and all that. So, like this, Prabhupada explained very nicely that during rainy season, many nice pastimes, many nice analogies Prabhupada gave. And then Prabhupada says, when the rainy season ends, the autumn season appears. It is said that one should not trust black clouds. Right? Varsha kal ka makeup believe nahi karna chahiye. So they are blackish in color. But the clouds in the autumn season, they are white. They are white. So when they appear, so when the autumn season starts appearing, you know, the clouds become, the sky becomes very clear. And the clouds are very whitish in color. And in the night time, the sky is clear and all the stars, they shine very brightly. In the same way, the people who are actually suffering, who suffered because of scorching heat of the summer. So our material existence, when they become Krishna conscious, autumn of Krishna consciousness enters their hearts. Then at that time, their minds and hearts, they become white like Sharatkal Purnima, moon. And their faces become very bright and shiny. In Bhaktirasama Sindhu, Prabhupada explains that the Krishna's glories, they are compared to moon rays, like white as moon rays. Then Prabhupada says that once when Narad Muni was describing the glories of Krishna in Kailash, Lord Shiva became so ecstatic that he became white and his Neelakanta disappeared and the Kanta became white. When Parvati came and saw, she thought some imposter has entered Kailash and then she told, get out from Kailash. And then Lord Balaram was hearing the glories of Krishna from Krishna's holy name, Narad Muni, he became so ecstatic that his bluish dhoti became white like moonlight. Then Balaram was wondering, what happened to, where did my bluish dhoti go? Then when Yamuna heard the glories of Krishna, she became, her blackish waters became so white like snow white, like moon rays, that all the gopis thought, the curd started flowing in Yamuna, so they started churning the butter. It's Yamuna. And like that, Prabhupada says, those who practice Krishna consciousness, they become white. White means pure. Right? Prabhupada said, somebody asked Prabhupada, if the Christians, if they follow the regulative principles, can they get Krishna? Prabhupada said, yes, Krishna is pure. If they follow regulative principles very strictly, they also become pure. And then they can attract Krishna. Like that. So all the devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness, they become white. Like that. And they shine like because in the autumn season the stars they shine very brightly. That is why Prabhupada said all my disciples previously coming to Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said all the men in the Kali Yuga they are like people haunted by ghosts, right? Their faces are always drawn. Always gloomy and always crying, lamenting, and tears coming out, stress. I read a report, 82% of people who are working, they are under work-related stress, it seems. So, that is why somebody asked me, Prabhuji, what is the advantage of joining the temple? I said, you don't have to travel in local trains. Right? How many of I don't remember when last time I traveled in the local train. Right? Yeah, he said, yeah, it's a good point. Right? Otherwise, I called one person, congregation, where are you? Around 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Where are you? He said, I'm taking massage. Free massage. I say, what? 12 o'clock? You have no office? Prabhuji, I'm going in the train. Local train. Getting free massage. Like that. So Prabhupada says, my disciples, before coming to Krishna consciousness, their faces are down and drawn and gloomy. But when they became Krishna conscious, Prabhupada always used to say, when my disciples they shave their heads and put tilaka, they look like messengers of Vaikuntha. They look like shiny, bright faced Hare Krishnas. They used to write in the newspaper. So like that, we shine like brightly like stars in the sky, like in autumn season, like that. So in the autumn season, when the sun, the oceans, they remain quiet. In the same way, those who become Krishna conscious, they become very quiet and become just like oceans are not agitated. In the same way, the devotees also are not agitated by lusty desires, and they become free. They look like very calm, just like they become free from three modes of nature, like that. And then Prabhupada gives another analogy that in Sharad Sharad season Rutu, the farmers, they know that there are no going to be rain anymore. That is why they build banks on the their farm lands in order to preserve water. In the same way, Prabhupada gives this analogy that those who are practicing Krishna consciousness, especially after those who are after the age of 50, they should no longer engage in any sense gratification and preserve their energies to prosecute Krishna consciousness, because if they engage in sense gratification, they may lose their vital energy and they may not be able to practice properly. According to Vallabhacharya, for sick people and old people, they cannot follow dharma properly, right? So it's very so one should preserve one's energies. So Prabhupada gives another analogy that during autumn season, the sun is mild little, and in the night time the nights are very cool. So because of the sun, usually during autumn season, in the lakes the lilies they don't grow, but the only lotus flowers they grow. Like that, Prabhupada gives this example that when the kings are very strong, they subdue the hooligans who are like lilies and give relief and protection to those devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness very seriously. And then Prabhupada says that even though all the people in general, they got relief because of the cool autumnal breezes, But some section of people, they did not get any relief. They are the gopis. Because their lamentation and their fire of separation from Krishna increased in the cool breezes of autumn season. Because Prabhupada says that during autumn season, all the birds, animals and many human ladies, they become pregnant because it is the season is suitable for sense enjoyment. So, in the same way, Prabhupada gives his example that those who are practicing Krishna consciousness, utsaha, dairya, nishchaya, tat tat karma pravartanat, so they should have actually patience, like a woman who is married during a rainy season or sometime, and they become pregnant in autumn season. In the same way, in this devotees also they can become Krishna conscious, you know, and then they achieve their fruit of their sadhana in the, like that. So very beautiful chapter, Prabhupada. You should keep reading this chapter again and again. It's one of my favorite chapters. A description of autumn season, Prabhupada. So beautifully he had written this chapter. So we should read this chapter again and again. So in this chapter, in this verse that I have narrated, so this autumn season, Prabhupada, I am going to describe how Vrindavan looked like in autumn season. Right? So please hear this carefully. And then Prabhupada explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, that while chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, every day we should remember and meditate on the spiritual abode Golok Vrindavan every day. Right? So we should know how Vrindavan looks like. Right? Especially in autumn season. So the sun early in the morning rising, you know. So because casting its you know, beautiful saffron rays on the forest of Vrindavan. Right? On the forest of Vrindavan, and because all the vines and all the trees and they are all the leaves and all, they have all witnessed the wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna during the night time. So then they were just taking rest and the sun rays have woken up, and the sun rays, the sun is very excited to rise early in the morning. On the eastern horizon, in order to witness new and vibrant, wonderful pastimes of Vrajaraj Shri Krishna along with his associates in the various pasturing grounds of Vrindavan. So meanwhile, the moon, he is very blissful because Krishna is always called Krishna Chandra, because Krishna's lotus face is compared to the moon. But actually, Sri Bilva Mangal Thakur says that on Sharad Purnima day, because Krishna appeared in the moon dynasty, that is why the he appeared in the sky, you know, touching the you know, western direction. And so moon, he thought Krishna's face is compared to my face, Chandrama, right? Krishna Chandra. I want to see how beautiful he is compared to me. Like that. So sun, moon came down on Sharad Purnima day during Rasa dance. Then he wanted to see check how beautiful Krishna's lotus face is, Krishna Chandra. Then when he saw the beautiful lotus face of Krishna, then he became so ashamed of his own beauty. And his face broke into 10 pieces, it seems, and fell at the feet. And then Bilva Mangal Thakur says that these 10 pieces became the nails of Krishna's lotus feet. That is why Krishna's, they are called Nakachandra. Right? Nakachandra. Like that. And and then the sun, the moon, just who witnessed the most amorous pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the gopis is very blissful. And then touching, setting And then he became so ecstatic that he, because of our weight, it looked like he sunk into the western horizon. Like that. In the western horizon. And then the breeze, and then the breeze came, started flowing. And then he, the breezes all over Vrindavan, it flowed in all over Vrindavan, you know. And then when the breeze flew, and all the trees who are actually sleeping, they woke up, and all the leaves and all, they started making some sounds. And then because of these sounds, all the birds of Vrindavan, who are actually intoxicated by seeing the wonderful pastimes of Krishna, they were actually taking rest. But when there was sounds of these pattas and leaves and all, they all woke up. So the she parrots, they started cooing in the grapevines, and the he parrots in the trees of pomegranates. Then and the cuckoos, they started cooing in the mango buds, in the mango trees. And the peacocks started dancing among kadamba trees. And all the bees of Vrindavan, they woke up. So these bees of Vrindavan, they are very, very special. They were not, usually the bees, they are very intoxicated by the aroma, the honey that is oozing from the various lotus flowers. But Vrindavan bees are very special because they became intoxicated by hearing the very wonderful pastimes of Krishna. And they glorify Krishna, you know, and his pastimes by discussing about them. So they were always in a very intoxicated condition, not because they are drinking the honey from the lotus flowers, it is because of they are drinking from the ears, the wonderful pastimes of Krishna, like that. And then the breezes and all. So the speciality of autumn season, as described by Sukadeva Goswami, is not so much of all the other foliage and all, but there in this verse it is mentioned Vayuna and Swachajalam. Vayuna means beautiful breezes, and Swachajalam. So this Swachajalam is because of this autumnal season, all the rivers and the lakes, they become very clean. They become very clean. So immediately, so many lotus flowers, they bloom in the ponds, in the rivers, in the lakes, in the Yamuna and all. So that is why when the boys of Krishna's friends, when they play in the waters, you know, so it is difficult for Krishna to recognize who is the covered boy, because their faces also are like lotus flowers, and they were merging along with the lotus flowers. So when whoever recognizes, they would take the stem of the lotus flower, they beat other boys. Like that. And then all the breezes, they were all the rivers, then Vayuna, these breezes of Vrindavan are filled with fragrance. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he explains how they got fragrance, right? How these vayus have got fragrance. Because when Mother Yashoda, bathes Krishna, at that time she removes the cloth of Krishna and throws on the floor. So when the Krishna's body, there is a very beautiful fragrance comes from Krishna's body, which is a combination of agru, musk, sandalwood pulp and saffron. You know, there are portions. So this fragrance is plundered by Bhudevi, Prithvi Devi. And then this Prithvi Devi, some of the fragrance she donates to the trees. And the trees transfers them to their offsprings, the flowers. That is why all the flowers of Vrindavan, you know, not like our orchid flowers or you know, our gulab, right? So they are very, very fragrant, giving great pleasure to Krishna. And some of the fragrance is given to all the ponds and the rivers and all, you know. So when the rain falls and all the that rainwater carries the fragrance. So that is where Vayuna and then Swachha Jalam is described in this verse. So this breezes of Vrindavan during autumn season are very beautiful because it is so nice fragrance is spreading, giving pleasure to Krishna. And then Krishna himself is very pleased. Krishna himself is very pleased with this beautiful atmosphere. And then he thinks, my Vrindavan Dham is so beautiful because this Vrindavan Dham is his personal internal energy expansion. And then created by Lord Baladev for the pleasure of Krishna. So Krishna himself becomes attracted just like a child becomes attracted by his own reflection in the mirror. In the same way, Krishna becomes attracted with the beauty of Vrindavan. So when the Vrajaraj himself is attracted to Vrindavan, then what to speak of all the other living entities? You know, is simply Manohara. That is why it is mentioned that in Kali Yuga, all the other dhammas, they lose their potency. But these three dhammas, they don't lose their potency. One is Kashi, another is Vrindavan Dham, third is Vraj Dham. Right? So it is said that the Kashi Ganga, Ganga in Ganga, Kashi is like Supreme Brahman. And then Vraj Raj is, you know, Krishna resides, right? Krishna himself rolls in the Vraj Raj. And Jagannath Prasad. Right? So in the air of Vrindavan, there is actually Krishna Prema available. Right? We have to that is why Prabhupada says, if you have to simply go there, that is why it is mentioned that in the month of Kartik, everybody should go to Vrindavan. If somebody cannot go to Vrindavan, if he simply books a ticket and makes plans that I want to go to Vrindavan, I will in Vrindavan, I will see this place, I will see that place, this place, that place. If simply by saying like this, he will get the benefit of going to Vrindavan. That is glorious. Like that. So those devotees who are unable to go to Vrindavan, don't lament. Simply make a plan. Book a ticket, online ticket you book. Right? If the ticket is not confirmed, it gets cancelled automatically. Right? Paisa aa jayega aapke account mein. Like that. So, then then this one bee, intoxicated by drinking so much honey, became very delirious and going here and there. Where Radha and Krishna, they were performing a very wonderful pastime. So there he entered. There, Krishna is asking, you know, Radha and Krishna, they were having riddles. So Krishna asked, my dear Radhe, what is alive though dead? And lovingly enchanting three worlds, living in a body of nine gates, like embodied living entities. Right? Then Srimad Radharani said, my dear Keshav, your crooked flute. Right? Which enchants all the other gopis. And stealing the nectar from your lips, which is only meant for all of us, the gopis. And then Srimad Radharani asked, who is known as being very young but also very old? He is both bound and liberated. And who is the abode of darkness of duplicity but still very pure? Now you tell me. Then Krishna said, it is me, Radhe, Krishna. Right? Even though I am blackish, duplicitous, but I am very pure. Simply by chanting my names, everybody becomes liberated. Like that. And then the bee, the bumblebee, meanwhile entered the kunja because Madhumangal, who is the guardian, the chowkidar of that kunja, fell asleep because of eating too many laddus and the fruits and the sweets like that. So the bee entered the kunja, and then because of being perplexed where to go, because seeing the beautiful face of Radharani and also Krishna, he entered in the middle of the both of them. So when Srimati Radharani saw, she became very disturbed, right? Then she started shouting, and then Madhumangal said, what, you know, this this celebrated Brahmana Madhu, when he was here, how dare you you know, how dare you enter the kunja? Like that, he started chasing away. So then the bee got flew away, and then he said, Madhusudan has gone, Madhusudan has gone. Right? Srimati Radharani, even though she is in the embrace of Krishna, she became so bewildered when she heard Madhusudan is gone, Madhusudan is gone. When she looked towards Krishna, she could only see her reflection in his Indranila gemmed body. And then immediately she felt Krishna is gone. Then she started crying. So seeing the condition of Radharani, Krishna also started crying. And then Madhumangal did not know what to do. That is actually Prem Sarovar. Right? All of you must have gone like that. Hey. Kyo baat kyo karte ho? Huh? So as described in this verse, so all the birds, Prabhupada writes, all the birds, all the animals and all, they started. So in Vrindavan Dham, the Sarat season is the king of all seasons. King of all seasons, defeating the pride of Kushuma, means spring, Vasantaritu. And because in all other seasons, only particular flowers and particular birds, they become active. But in Sharad Kal, all the flowers, they bloom. And all the birds, they have a concert of chanting the glories of Krishna. So it is mentioned that Dātyuka bird, they were singing Kova, Kova, and Kvava, Kvava, like that. So what is this Kova? Kova means, who else is well behaved other than Shri Krishna? Then Kvava, Kvava means, who else but he does play in Vrindavan, right? And then all the cuckoos, they were actually saying kuhu, 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 you know, singing on the fifth note, right? All the in Krishna book it is mentioned that all the ladies of Dwaraka, they curse the cuckoos, because why are you know always whole night you are singing, because your voice resembles Krishna's voice, that's why we don't get sleep, like that. Then the joyful peacocks king, Keka, Keka, they ask K, other than Krishna, can lift the mountain of Srimati Radharani's patience. And then Ka means who else other than Srimati Radharani can bound this maddened elephant Krishna. So like this, they were all the birds and all, they sing, and Krishna enters. Prabhupada explains in Krishna book. So in this beautiful atmosphere of autumn season, Krishna enters the forest of Vrindavan. So according to Sukadeva Goswami, the speciality of this autumn season is not this beautiful flowers or fragrant breezes and all. The speciality of autumn season is Krishna's playing flute. Right? Krishna's playing flute. So Krishna, being attracted by this beautiful Sharad Purnima, Krishna starts playing flute, and all the gopis, they become attracted and all. So we are not qualified to describe this Sharad Purni, this Ras Leela and all, I'm not going to describe. One thing I will explain. The beauty of this pastime, what we can learn, right? So before this, there is another pastime enacted by Krishna, that is Vastrahaparan Leela. So all the gopis, who is a Vrajavasi? Right? Who is a Vrajavasi? We should aspire to become a Vrajavasi. Right? The first qualification of Vrajavasi is they are beyond happiness and distress for themselves. If Krishna is happy, they are happy. If Krishna is sad. They are not worried about their happiness and sadness. Right? Another qualification, you know, Vrajavasis. Suppose we are born. How many people in the, suppose somebody is born in Mumbai. How many people in Mumbai they celebrate? Right? Only few relatives. But when Krishna is born, the entire village celebrated. That is Vrajavasi. Right? They were all praying like that. Another feature of Vrajavasi is that, for ladies, when the left side, eyes or arms and all throb, it is auspicious. And for men, right side, if they throb, it is auspicious for men. But for Vrajavasis, so for me, suppose if my left eye throb, that means inauspicious for me. Right? But Vrajavasi's calculation is different. If their left eyes, ladies for left eyes, they throb, it is auspicious for Krishna. They think like that. It is auspicious for Krishna. Like that they calculate. And if you see, no mother will love any other son other than their own son. First, they love most Krishna, their own son, and after that they love their other sons. Jetani's sons or whatever. But in Vrajavas, it's not like that. They love Krishna more than they love their sons. Right? Another feature of Vrajavasi is that, if you see, suppose if the two girls love same man, sometimes they kill each other. But in this pastime of Katyayani Vrat, all the gopis, they were desiring Krishna as their husband. Right? As their husband. And they were all helping each other. Come, So they were waking up. So in Tirupavai, Goda Devi, she wrote a book. So in that it is mentioned, one lady, she wakes up and then she wakes up the other neighbor. Like that they were waking up and all of them together, they are performing Katyayani Vrat, praying that please give Katyayani Mata Nandagopa's sons as our husband. Right? So, in detail, I am not going to explain. So, but on the day, last day, in the enthusiasm of completing the Vrat, they have taken away their clothes and without clothes, they entered the Yamuna river. In Shastra, it is said that na naktrashnanam, na nagnasnanam. In the night time, we should not take bath. मैं तो हमेशा हरे कृष्ण वाले शेविंग भी करते हैं वो राक्षस का टाइम है राक्षस लोग शेविंग वगैरह करते हैं इसलिए नाइट टाइम वी शुड नॉट शेव एंड ऑल राइट एनीवे दैट दिस थिंग इज एक्सप्लेन्ड इन महाभारत इन आदि पर्व व्हेन अर्जुन एंड पांडवास दे वांटेड टू टेक बाथ इन गंगा गंधर्व ऑब्जेक्टेड नाइट टाइम यू शुड नॉट टेक बाथ बिकॉज डे टाइम अप टू 6 o'clock इट इज अलॉटेड फॉर मेन And the night time for Gandharvas and Rakshasas and all. Like that. Anyway, Arjuna answered in a different way. But it is there. So there it is mentioned. One should not shave and all that. In the night time, one should not take bath and all. Humko to Hare Krishna wale hatke hai. So we are beyond all these things. Right? So when there is a Vrata's Niyama is broken, Then Pratyavaha Dosh, it is called. Pratyavaha Dosh. Here they were praying to Katyayani to give Krishna as their husband. Krishna, they are not praying to Krishna, but Krishna came to know because he is Antaryami, Sarvajna. So he came. So here, you know, many people, they criticize this Leela, that Krishna has, you know, done this, Krishna has done that. But actually, Prabhupada explains, Krishna accepted them as their wives. That is why he came there, because they were actually praying that Krishna as their husband. Right? And then it is said, Krishna Kamana, he is a, Narada Muni explains in Narada Bhakti Sutra, that anybody who desires that I want Krishna, even though it looked like a desire, it is not a desire. Krishna Kama is not a desire, because all other desires, they produce adverse effects. Suppose I pray to Krishna, not I, if anybody prays to Krishna, please give me a beautiful wife. Right? So when Krishna gives you beautiful wife, you know, beautiful wife means so much bill payment, you know. Right? Rupavati Bharya Shatru. That bills Krishna won't give, that, right? Because you asked only for beautiful wife. Right? So for that you have to do a lot of things. And then it produces further karma and it produces other lives. You know, Nirodha. But Krishna Kama, Narada Muni explains in Narada Bhakti Sutra, that it stops further birth and death. And then once you get Krishna, you won't ask anything else. Right? You won't ask anything else. Right? That is like that. Then, so here it comes, the, you know, thing that Krishna said, you do this. Right? You do this. Then, aane wale raaton mein, sharat raatron mein, I will fulfill your desire will be fulfilled. Right? Here the thing is there. That, you know, Krishna gave diksha that day. Because they are, these, Vaishnava Thakur explained, these gopis, they are not Nitya Siddha gopis. They are Sadhana Siddha gopis. They were the ones who are doing this vrat. So, while giving diksha, the spiritual master gives one cloth. Right? As a diksha vastra. In the same way, Krishna became their spiritual master, gave vastra touched by him, and to wear them, for them to wear. So Krishna transferred them from one sadhana to another sadhana. You know, what is that sadhana? He told them that, aane wale ratro mein, I'll fulfill your desire. But it came after 3 years, but gopis did not ask Krishna again, when our desire will be fulfilled. Because, you know, there are 3 A's in Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned. Actually, in fact, 4 A's, you know, required for devotees. You know what are they? One is Anusmriti. Right? Second is Avyabhicharini Bhakti. And third is Ananya Bhakti. Right? So, unless we practice, then there is Abhyasa. If somebody asks, what did Krishna teach in Bhagavad, which yoga Krishna teach Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavad Gita, you must say, we should not say, of course, they are all there, this Jnana Yoga and all. We should say, Abhyasa Yoga. Abhyasa Yoga Yuktena, Chetasa, Nanyagamina. So Krishna taught Abhyasa Yoga. So in this Abhyasa Yoga, these 3 things we should practice. What is that? What are they? Anusmriti. Anusmriti means constantly thinking. Right? Avyabhichari means? Prabhupada, you know, where it comes? 14th chapter Bhagavad Gita. Maam chayo avyabhicharena. What? Prabhupada translates that word avyabhichari as? Without falling down. And then? Ananya. Ananya means? No one else other than Krishna. Prabhupada explains in one of the purports of Bhagavad Gita, the pure devotees of Lord Krishna, they will not even meditate on any other form of Krishna other than Shyam Sundar form of Krishna, Vrindavan. They would not even like, Prabhupada writes in Bhaktirasana Sindhu, Krishna is perfect in Mathura, more perfect in Dwaraka, and most perfect in Vrindavan. Right? Most perfect in Vrindavan. So, devotees, pure devotees of the Lord, they only meditate on? Shyam Sundar form of Krishna. Right? So, their Nirantar Chintana, you know, resulted in this Rasleela pastime of Krishna, where their desires are fulfilled. So, this is the day, Sharad Purnima day, where this Leela is enacted. So, yesterday I was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, the conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramanand Rai. So, a lot of details are there. So, this Leela is, I am not going to describe, but this Leela is described by Sridhar Swami, the commentator of Bhagavatam, as Kama Vijay Leela. Kama Vijay Leela. So Prabhupada explains, if anybody who regularly reads these five chapters, you know, the Kama will go away. The lusty desires in the heart, Hrudrogam, will go away and they become pure. Right? And it is mentioned, those who hear the butter thief pastimes of Krishna, they become free from the sin of stealing anything sometimes. Right? So, those who perform, those who sometimes indulge in illicit sex. In Vrindavan, some of the devotees, they practice this. If they happen by accident or chance, by cause of prarabdha karma, if they happen to perform illicit sex, they will take only milk, they drink only milk, and they recite this Ras Panchadhyaya. So by regularly reading this Krishna book, especially these pastimes of Krishna, we should not describe publicly and all, but we can read for ourselves this Krishna book as narrated by Srila Prabhupada very carefully, without becoming contaminated. Then it becomes Kama Vijay Leela, you know, Hrudrogam, you know. So it becomes, our hearts will become pure. Like that. Then when our hearts become pure, then we can do these three things. What are they? Anusmarana, Avyavichari, Aranya Bhakti. Right? That is why Prabhupada established these temples. Many people, they think that we should not meditate on Krishna and all that. But actually, Srila Prabhupada writes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that we should constantly think of the deity form in our temples. Right? Rupam Bhagavato Yattat Manahkanta Suchapaham. So, we are attracted to many material forms. Men are attracted to forms of women. Women are attracted to forms of men. But when we meditate on the form of the deity in the temple, Pashyanti teme ruchirana ambasanta, you know, prasanna vaktra arunalochanani, rupa nidivyani varapradani. So, third canto, Lord Kapila says, you know, 25th chapter, says that my devotees, they get great pleasure by looking at my form in the temple. Pashyanti teme ruchirana ambasanta. That is why Prabhupada said, decorate the deities very beautifully, so beautifully that the people are struck by the beauty of Radha Rasvihari. Right? Like that. And then Prabhupada explains that one should, the gopis, while they were searching for Krishna, while they were searching for Krishna, they saw the footprints of Krishna and they became merged in ecstasy. Now we found Vrajra, Madhupati, like that. So, Sridhar Swami explains, quoting Skanda Purana, that the Krishna's beautiful lotus feet, they have many marks. So, Skanda Purana, it is mentioned, there is a chakra on the foot of Krishna. By meditating on the chakra of lotus feet of Krishna, the six internal enemies of our heart, lust, greed and anger, they become destroyed. The chakra destroys the our internal enemies, lust, greed and anger and all that. And the lotus flower is there on the lotus foot of Krishna. So while we meditate on the lotus flower of Krishna and lotus feet, the greed for Krishna increases. And there is a goad, there is a thunderbolt, vajra. So when we meditate on the vajra of on Krishna's lotus feet, the mountains of sinful reactions, they get thrashed, right? And then when we meditate on the barley can Krishna's lotus feet, the barley can destroy, increases opulences in the lives of devotees of Krishna. Like that, so the gopis, some of the gopis, they were not allowed to enter the go to the rasa dance. It is mentioned by Sukadeva Goswami, because they were constantly thinking of Krishna, all their sins, even the sins of, you know, going to hell and this Kalakuta Vish and all, suffering of drinking Kalakuta Vish and all, they all got destroyed. And when they embraced Krishna by thinking about Krishna, and they brought Krishna in their meditation and embraced Krishna, all the punya karmas, they got nullified. And they got nullified. And they completely became pure. And they attained Siddha Deha and they entered. So this is why I'm saying that by constantly thinking about Krishna, right? Anusmarana, you know, all the sinful reactions and all the contamination in our heart, they get destroyed. And by meditating on the beautiful form of Krishna and keeping the Krishna's form in our heart all the time, all our pious activities get nullified. All our prarabdha karma of enjoyment also get nullified. Right? And then when we become attracted to Krishna's wonderful form, Krishna's lotus feet, right? Slowly, we become more and more pure, you know. Then the devotees can become sadhana siddhas. And in Prabhupada says, those sadhana siddhas, they can take birth in Bhauma Vrindavan and take part in the pastimes of Krishna. And they get trained by the gopis and attain attraction for Krishna, spontaneous attraction for Krishna. Unless somebody attains spontaneous attraction for Krishna, they cannot go to Golok Vrindavan. So that is why we should not aspire to go to, there is a thing, no? Going back to Godhead. So without attaining that stage, if we want to go back to Godhead, we will end up in Vaikuntha. Right? So we should always aspire. I Nanda Tanuja, Kinkaram Patitam Maam Vishame, Bhavam Budho, Krupayatava Pada Pankaja, Siddhaduli, Sadrisham Vichintaya. Prabhupada, in 1965, when he was giving lectures, Prabhupada took a Xerox copy of this verse. He told all his new people. He chanted this verse every day. Right? This is a very important verse. I Nanda Tanuja. So become a dust particle on the lotus feet of Nanda Nandan Krishna. Right? Prabhupada writes in 3rd Canto Bhagavatam, 25th chapter, he said, anybody who has unflinching faith in Krishna, you know, even though his behavior is not up to the mark, he is unable to follow the four regulative principles, but still, one who has unflinching faith in Nanda Nandan Krishna, right, he should be considered as a sadhu, right, and then he is fit to advance in Krishna consciousness, like that. So this is one of the pastimes performed. So this is Vrindavan, the description of Vrindavan on Sharad Ritu, like that. So, and then there is this pastime of Damodar Leela is there, and then a pastime of Govardhan Leela. So one thing I will mention about Govardhan Leela, that when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, Krishna told, don't hesitate that it will fall from my hand. Don't hesitate. You know, then all of them had faith that, you know, they went inside. Right? And then, you know, one Acharya explains, there are three kinds of people. Oh, Krishna is so small, who knows, you know, he may not be able to lift the Govardhan Hill, you know, for a long time. That is why they also put their sticks, it seems. Thinking that? I'm also doer. You know, I'm also like that. Some people, they had a hesitation, you know, that whether what will happen if the mountain will fall. That is why they were going out. When they went out, they were struck by thunderbolts and rain and all, and they got wet and they came out. But when they were in the, when they were under the mountain, and then they were getting a doubt, what will happen if it falls? Like that they were coming and going. And some people, they had complete faith that Krishna is there, he will protect us. You know, in the material world also, Krishna only is maintaining this world, right? Some people, they were thinking, I am doing everything, I am the doer. Right? Some people, they have, you know, a doubt whether Krishna will, what will happen. Right? People like that, doubtful, doubting souls. And some people, so those who have, devotee means, Prabhupada explains, devotee means everybody is being protected by Krishna only. Right? Krishna only is protecting everybody. Otherwise, if Krishna is not protecting, nobody can survive. But those people who know that Krishna is protecting, they are devotees. Those who do not accept, those who are not aware that Krishna is not is protecting, not aware, they are non-devotees. That's it. Otherwise, everybody is being protected by Krishna only. So, like this, we should have faith. And then, see, Damodar Leela is that the beauty of this Damodar Leela, that the person, you know, it is said, Bilwa Mangal Thakur says, that, O Rishis, O Munis, O Jnanis, you are searching for that boy, that Supreme Brahman, in the forest. Aranyakas, Aranyaka means forest. Forest. Aranyaka also means Upanishad. All these sages and all, they study Upanishad, Vedanta Sutra, Brahma Sutra, and they want to find out Brahma, Supreme Brahman. So you are searching for Supreme Brahman in Aranya, means they go to the forest and they do tapasya, meditation, and they do, they study Upanishads also, and which is very difficult to understand. But you are mistaken, because you will not find him there. Bilwa Mangal Thakur is saying. Why? Because Upanishad Artham Ulukalena Bandham. He said, this Upanishad Artha Parabrahman is bound by Mother Yashoda in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. So there you will find. Right? There you will find. Like many times I described this past time. Krishna, when he was when the gopis, they were selling Krishna, they tattai, 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 tattai. They were saying, Krishna, dance, dance, we'll give you half. Half, well, that too, half, Sandesh. Okay, Krishna was dancing. So some of the sages, they were very shocked. Are, oh, my dear Natwar, aap sabko nachate ho, aur tum khud nach rahe ho. Huh? Obi, for half a piece of Sandesh? Ye kya hai? Huh? Like that. So, they were all mesmerized, all the gopis. But Krishna is aware. You know, Vrindavan Leela means Phala Leela. Every, you know, Krishna was always looking to give Phala. Right? So, meanwhile, one lady, she came. Phallelo, Phallelo, Phallelo. Mango, you know, aam, ye, kela, you know, angur, ye, wo, you know, like that. So, Krishna immediately ran. So Vishwanath Thakur explains that Krishna, with his very small lotus hands, he was carrying grains because he saw the, you know, Mother Yashoda bartering. So because of very small hands, few, you know, all the grains fell off and only few grains are left. When that lady saw, she became so mesmerized by the beauty of Krishna. Please hear this. Without checking what Krishna is giving, she was just giving fruits. Elelo, 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 elelo. Elelo, elelo. And then Krishna, while carrying, he could not hold all the grains. But when taking from that lady, Vishnajaku says, because of his Aishwari Shakti helped, and all the fruits he collected in his two small lotus hands. Right? Vishnath Thakur says, he gave such gems that which are equal to Kaustubha jewels. Kaustubha jewels. You know, all the whole, you know, whole basket is filled with those Kaustubha jewels, like valuable jewels. Then there is one great Acharya in Shivaishnava Sampradaya, you know, Vedanta Desika. He adds another twist. He's Mother, that lady, she, after receiving all these things, she was still looking at Krishna ಮುಕುಂದ. ಸೊ ಮುಕುಂದ ಸೆಡ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್? ಸೆಡ್, ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್. ಸೆಡ್, ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್? ಹಿ ಸೆಡ್, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಧಾಮ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಿ, ಗೋಲೋಕ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಿ, ದೆನ್ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ಚೈ. ದೆನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆಸ್ಟ್, ಹೌ ಡು ಯು ನೋ ದಟ್ ಐ ಎಮ್ ಮುಕುಂದ? ಐ ಸಾ ಯು ನೋ ಆನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಮಾರ್ಕ್ಸ್, ಯು ನೋ, ಚಕ್ರ, ಗೋಲ್ಡ್, ಎಲಿಫೆಂಟ್, ಆಲ್ ದಟ್ ಸ್ಟಫ್. ಐ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ಮುಕುಂದ. ಮುಕುಂದ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್, ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ಹಿ ವಿಷ್ಣು ವೇದಾಂತ ದೇಸಿಕ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಶೀ ಗೇವ್ ಅರಣ್ಯ ಫಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಶೀ ಗಾಟ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಅರಣ್ಯ ಫಲ್. ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ರಿಡಲ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ? ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್? ಶೀ ಗೇವ್ ಅರಣ್ಯ ಫಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಶೀ ಗಾಟ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಅರಣ್ಯ ಫಲ್. ಸೊ ವೇದಾಂತ ದಿಸ್ಕ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಶೀ ಗೇಟ್ ಅರಣ್ಯ ಫಲ್. ಅರಣ್ಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ಸ್. ದೆನ್ ಶೀ ಗಾಟ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಅರಣ್ಯ ಫಲ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಅರಣ್ಯಕಾಸ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಉಪನಿಷದ್. ರೈಟ್? ಶೀ ಗೇವ್ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ಸ್ ಅರಣ್ಯ ಫಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಶೀ ಗಾಟ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಅರಣ್ಯ ಫಲ್ ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಶೀ ಗಾಟ್ ಮುಕ್ತಿ. ದ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿಂಗ್ ಉಪನಿಷದ್ ಇಸ್ ಮುಕ್ತಿ. ಸೊ ಶೀ ಗಾಟ್. ವಿಶ್ವನಾಥ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಸೇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೇವ್ this Kaustubha jewel and all, but more than that he gave Krishna prema also to that lady. Like that each and every pastime has upanishad artha, right? Upanishad. Anyway, there is not much time. Some other time I will explain deeper meaning of Damodar Leela which you have not heard or might not have read. Maybe some other next week, right? There are many levels of meanings. Yoga artha, tatvika artha, and then devotional meaning. Each and every pastime has Upanishad artha, right? All those yogis, those who are not pure devotees, those yogis who study Krishna Leela, they get their phal. What is that phal you get? Like that, Damodar Leela, in Krishna Upanishad. So each every, even the grass that is born in Vrindavan has performed severe austerities and penances in their previous life, even a grass. So the according to Krishna Upanishad, the ulluk means the grinding stone, grinding stone is Kashyap Muni, and the rope is Aditi, expansions, and the bugle that is blown by Krishna is Indra. Lord Shiva became flute. So like that, all the living entities, moving and non-moving, everybody, they are conscious, and simply by touch of Krishna, even a small faint touch of Krishna's lotus feet during Krishna Leela, they got Krishna prema. That is the significance of Krishna's pastimes. He did not see the motive of the people. Anybody who came in contact with Krishna, they became perfect. And not only that, even the demons who came to Vrindavan, yadgatva nivartate, no demon bachke gaya, right? No demon got saved. Kamsa was sending, why the demons are being sent, there is a secret, Krishna, while performing pastimes, they become so immersed in playing with Krishna, the coward boys, they don't like to eat only. They don't want, then when demon comes and then Krishna kills, there is an interruption of pastimes of Krishna. Then all the coward boys, they praise, oh, Krishna killed this demon, Krishna killed. So they got break from the playing with Krishna. Then Krishna says, chalo, baith ke kha lenge. So like that breakfast they take. So lunch time again, they don't want to go for lunch. Then again Krishna sends one demon. Krishna kills that demon. And then there is a break. And then again, come, let us have lunch. Like that. So we should actually Prabhupada explains in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, we should read these pastimes and meditate. You know, not meditation means Leela Smarana. We should, remember the pastimes of Krishna. So by remembrance of Krishna's pastimes, you know, all the contamination gets nullified. Prabhupada says, when we cry while hearing Krishna's pastimes, those tears will wash away all our contamination in the heart. Okay? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Bhook lagi hogi sabko.